Okay, let's get into Challah Daf Ches, the next daf here in Maseches Challah, and we are on Zayin Amud Beis. We're talking about the heter of Chadash, and when we bring the Karban HaOmer, so then the new grain is mutter. We mentioned that the new grain of the Omer is matir, the grain in Hedyot outside the Beis HaMikdash, while the Shtelechem is matir, the chadash for a carbon mincha. Bid the eved, if one brings the carbon mincha after the omer, so then it is okay bid the eved, but l'chadchila, that is not when it's supposed to be brought. We mentioned the last question here on Zayin Amud Beis from Rabbi Elazar. Elazar asked, what happens if you have omer that missed the cutoff? Right, it just missed the cutoff. We mentioned what happens if it takes root after the katsira, or even after the hakrava, a week later it takes root, and it's so it missed the cutoff, and it has to wait till next year. Could that omer be brought as the omer, could that grain be brought as the omer for the following year? Because after all, that omer is matir it, so do we say that if it's matir it, then it could function as it? That's the Gemara's basic question. If the omer is matir a certain grain, so mistama, that grain can function as the omer, and the Gemara says, no way. The Gemara says, what's that even the Havamina? The Gemara said, Efshar Lomar. What kind of question is that? Are you able to ask that question? If you have last year's grain that took root right after, but that's called Yashan. And Yashan and Chadash, that's not Yashan in the halachic sense, that's old grain and new grain. And you can't be Maaser Mizelza. You know, that's the Bibishan Al Shana. So how can you even have that Havamina? So now the Gemara asks on that. The Gemara asks even on the rhetorical question that we just said, Hativon, second to last line on Zayin Amud Beis. Hare Shar Haminim, what about other types of grain? Let's say one has spelt or oats. The other minim besides barley, Hare Hein Tluyin Ba'Omer, those are also matired by the Omer. You have to wait by all five grains. Vein Omer Ba'Mehen, and the Omer doesn't come from them. So you see the something that is matired by the Omer isn't for sure be able to function as the Omer. So again, what was the Havamina? The Havamina was that the Gemara said, just because it is, the Gemara again asked, if it's matired by the Omer, shouldn't it be able to function as the Omer? So the Gemara asks on that, what do you mean? These are matired by the Omer, and if it sure cannot function as the Omer. So what was even the Havamina to suggest this about the old grain? So the Gemara says that's not a fair comparison. Don't compare old barley to a different type of grain. Right, that's not a fair rejection. Lo, im amarta b'shar haminim, shelo kashru l'milchas ha'omer. The other types of minim, they're out of the parsha. They're for sure not kosher for the milchas ha'omer. Right, if it's spelt or even wheat. Right, the milchas ha'omer has to be barley, as we've said. Tomar b'sa'orin shekashru l'milchas ha'omer. So don't compare those cases. You want to say, oh, what was the havamina that just because it becomes mutter, through it, so it has to be able to function as it. That's not true, right? You see from the other minim. So the Gemara says, don't compare. So one is totally rejected, as the Marafolda says. Lo amarta b'shar aminim shem gzeres hakasav shlo yichshu laomer. The Torah says only barley, so it's gzeres hakasav shafilu chitim hamuvcharim lo yichshu. Even the best wheat that you have is not going to be able to be used for the karbana omer. Vein lavi raya mizel chadash v'yashan. Chadash and yashan, that's barley. If it's barley, then there would be a havamina. If it's barley, it's barley. So you might say that it can be used. But again, the Gemara says that it can't. The Gemara rejected the possibility that it can't be used. But we know, I mean, based on the fact that we're not Torah Mumaaser, Mizeh Alzeh, from previous years to the following year. And we said maybe this has to do with that Ramah in Yeridea and Hilchas Chadash in Reish Sadi Gimel that quotes this Sveksveka about being Mekel if you don't know. Again, Lamaisa post can say that today. Nowadays, you might be able to know. You look at the code on the box of whatever grain product you have. You might be able to find out when it's from. But that was the Ramah. In the case we have a Savig, you don't know. Maybe it's from maybe it took root beforehand, and even if it took root afterwards, maybe it's from last year's. I'll get without going into the specs again, without reading it, but that might have connection to it. Okay, Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Elazar. There are other reasons, not just a efshar lomar, or not just a rhetorical question back, but there are other sources also to tell me that you wouldn't be able to use last year's grain. again, grain that took root after the Omer, so it's not going to be matered by last year's grain, but even though it's going to be matered by this year's grain, you can't use it. So 2 days the Gemara has. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Elazar, reishis kitzircha, v'lo sof kitzircha. Right, the Torah uses the lashon for the Omer in Vayikra in Emar uksartem es kitzira vavesav es reishis Omer reishis kitzirchem el hakohen. So if it's reishis kitzirchem, it is the beginning of your katzir. So then that has to be used, and this is not reishis kitzirchem, right? This is last year's. This cannot be formulated as rachis. Rachis kitzircha, velosof kitzircha. So only the beginning of your harvest, not the end of your harvest from the previous year. Reb Zeira, b'shem Reb Elazar, bikurin. No, the other word that's used is bikurim, as we had yesterday's daf also. This is in Vayikra, in the second parak, by Karban Mincha. V'im takriv minchas bikurim lashem. So it's called bikurim. So ein ele bikurim. These aren't bikurim. These aren't first growths. So is it first harvests or first growths? Those are the 2 days in the name of Rebbe Elazar. Chavraya b'shem Rebbe Elazar and Mesi'ira b'shem Rebbe Elazar. Ma nafik mibeneon. What's the nafkamina? Ask the Gemara. Avar v'hevi. What if you brought it? What if you brought it? Bidi eved were you yotze? Were you yotze? So the Gemara says, al datayon the chavraya pasul. If the source is the chavraya, it would be pasul because it's a violation of kitzircha v'losof kitzircha. Al daiti Rebbe Elazar kasher, but according to Rebbe Zeira, it would be kasher. What's the difference? They're both psukim, and they're both not reishis kitzircha and not bikurin. So what's the issue here? So if you look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, in Kachim, we have a principle called Shana Hakasav La'akev. That in Kachim, if you have a din that is written in the Torah, and it's only written once, that's a din l'chachila. If it's written twice, so then it's ma'akev. Shana Hakasav La'akev. That's a principle in Hilchas Kachim. So here, by Kitzircha, you have a double lashon, and that's why it's going to be ma'akiv and not bikurim. Where do you have that? He quotes the psukim. Dereshes kitzircha ksiv beparshas emar. It says that in emar v'shana bo'akasa beparshas re'e la'akiv. And in re'e you have another lashon of being the first harvest. Dichsiv, not the same words, but mehachel chermesh bakama, right, for the beginning of your harvest. So pirish bishen nixar haomer shu reishis akatsir. So reishis kitzircha, you have a double lashon referring to the beginning of the harvest. So that's why shana kasav akiv, it's ma'akiv. And if you bring last year's grain that took root after the previous omer, that's not reishis kitzircha. Aval al daiti to Reb Zeira, but according to Reb Zeira, the name of Reb Elazar, the yalaf mi bikurim kiva deloksiv elachad kra, since it only has one pasuk. Amrinan la mitzvah hu dechsiv. So we say maybe it's only lechadchila, and therefore if you brought it from last year's, it would not be ma'akev. Wow. Okay, so that's in the principle of shana kasav la'akev. There is another principle in Kachim. It's amazing that we know we have the Yud Gimel Midos that started Reshes Behed, and maybe even more than 13 Midos. Right? There are some major ones that are not on that list. Hekish. There are a couple of limudim there, but there are a few areas of halacha, very few, but a few areas of halacha that have different types of rules. Kachim, you have shana kasav la'akev, you also have ein lamed min halamed, right? Learning from a learning. If A teaches B, and then you want to learn B to teach C, so there are different rules about kachim there too. These two, what's the source? The Asvah D'Oraisa of Yosef Engel and Klal Yud Beis has a beautiful, not as long as he usually has, like 4 or 5 pages, about these principles. He says, "Bo yudubar ben yaminot hakachim divin shana kasav la'akev vein lameidim behem lameid min alameid uma nikra kachim." Some amazing questions. So he first of all says, "What's the source that kachim has different types of limudim? Right? Is it halacha Moshe b'Sinai, or is it a pasuk?" If it's halacha Moshe b'Sinai, then you understand why you can't stretch it and extend it to any other area of halacha. If it's a pasuk, I don't know. It's a pasuk. Why wouldn't you extend it? Im halacha Moshe b'Sinai hu b'kachim the kol shalosh shina bo akas v'ena ma'akev o mikra yalafla v'i mikra yalafla. And if you learn that from a pasuk, ro'i ladas ma'o amikra zeh. And what is the pasuk? So he quotes the Tosfos in Zvachim on Daf Dalid, and you put that with another Gemara, and he says, oh, I think from there that Tosfos learns it from a pasuk, and therefore, v'kashali imkein madua lo yalfinan mikachim. Often you have a pasuk somewhere. If you have two psukim, so that you say that fine. If you have two psukim, ein lamedim, ein malamdin, right? If you have shneksu and abokechad, ein malamdin. But if you have one pasuk, why don't you extend it? Bishlama, yaloch boshi bisidai. Bekadshim nicha. If it's halachos yivisinai by kadshim nicha, dein don in mehalacha. Avali mikra yalafla. But if you learn it from a pasuk, shapir kasha. Right? It's I find it difficult. Ve'ein lomar dechulun mikadshim lo yafinan. And don't say chulun mikadshim lo yafinan because this would be a kula. Because if you say shana akasav la'akev, that would teach me that if it only says it once, you don't have to do it. So, and you can learn chulin from kadshim l'kula. Where do you know that from? Beginning of the second parak of kiddushin. Dezeino, dezeo rak mishum de kadshim chamiri aval kula adaraba nuchal leilef mikav chomer ukedibuach lehediyah perish perakwish bekadesh de lo yafin and shlichus bekadshim mitruma vegerishin de mar lahanach shekain yeshdan chol etzol kadshim aval truma vegerishin. Mikachim shapir yafin mekav chomer deva kachim chamiri mahani shlichus truma v'gershin dekili lakashikein debahani lulei hapircha. We would have learned it to kachim lakula from kachim to other areas lakula had it not been for a different pircha that kachim are rov maasein aidei shliach. Okay, that he has that kasha and he deals with that. Then he quotes v'yesh lomar maybe. We discussed that a couple of days ago. Generally, you say there is no difference. He quotes a pasuk based on a Yerushalmi in Masechta Shabbos. But there's another pasuk. Motzas Masechta Tishmar V'Asisa. Hamora Lahefich. The beinan shina laakev alkim mikoch stiras hamikro so ela shaper aminan dekrad the motzis vasecha asilukachim hadomenlo v'lo lechulah v'yishchulik. So he quotes. Maybe there's another pasuk that teaches me that you don't say shana akasav laakev in chulah. And then he quotes v'nei bekachim matzinu beiz midos asher einam bechalat tarakula. As I mentioned, you have two rules that don't apply in chalat tarakula. Echad beinan deshana akasav laakev. Number two, ein lamedin lamim in alamed. V'im kein adavar pashit, demashehu kadshim le'inyin amida ha'achas, hu adin l'mida acheres. What is called kadshim? Right, see, karbanos are called kadshim, but some things you're not sure about. We're not sure. What about bikurim? What about bikurim? Is bikurim called kadshim? Mitzvahs bikurim have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, trumas and maestris and even maestris sheni, okay? That might be mamon gavoha. That way, as a machlokas, we discuss in maestris sheni, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's mamon gavoha, Rabbi Meir, or mamon hedyot, Rabbi Yehuda. But that doesn't mean it's kudshim. It's parallel to kudshim. Remember the Rambam? The Rambam has a lashon in Hilchas Trumas, no, kachim is truma is al shulchan gavoa heimochlim. There's a beautiful lashon that he has about truma. Doesn't mean it's kachim, but bikurim have to do with the Beis Hamikdash, not just Yerushalayim. So he has that question. In the rules of bikurim, da de bikurim beinan behu gamkein shana laakev umafurish b'makas. He goes makas v'atam nire pashit dehoel uboy hava v'hanacha ba'azara ul Rabbi Yehuda b'azar ben Yaakov boy gam tnufa ba'azara al karcha kikachim chashivi. So bikurim could be called kachim, right? And then he says, what about a couple of paragraphs later, what about nazirus? Is nazirus called kachim? Right? Would you need shana kasav l'akev? Do you say ein lamim in alamid in nazirus? So that's another one. What about big day kahuna? Big day kahuna, is that called kachim? He says different sources in both directions. So he says, right, because it's worn by the Kohanim, but I'm not sure if it would be called kachim. So he has those questions about bikurim and nazirus and big de kahuna. He quotes a Yerushalmi in kachim in the Perek Aleph that says, maybe in kalatar kula, ein lamedim lamim and alamed, v'lav dafka bekachim. He says it's a chiddush gadol. Maybe we'll talk about it another time. So that's the Asvin Daraisa in Klal Yud Beis that talks about here Lamed and Alamed, which Rav Chaim Gadievsky here brings in to our sugya to explain the nafkamina between these two psukim of Rashis Kitzircha Velosof Kitzircha and Bikurim Ein Elu Bikurim, and the nafkamina between them, because from the Gemara you don't see any difference, but that's why we need the Mefarshim here to help us out. Okay, we continue. Divrei Chachamim, which sometimes means the Yerushalmi, you know, Amar, Rabbi Yossi Barbu and Rabbi Chia b'shem Ravin Barchia, Vehein, when do we say it's possible? When do we say it's possible to bring for this year's Omer? Because it's not Reishis Kitzircha, because it's not Bikurin, or because just the Havamina. Right, like we said before, that we reject the Lachadosh and Yashan. When do we say it can't be brought for this year? If it got took root right after or soon after the Chadash was brought, and it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah, right, a few months later, almost 6 months later. But if it's so much later, right, it took root after Rosh Hashanah, even the day after Rosh Hashanah, that's considered this year's. That's considered this year's, and one would be able to bring the Omer from it. Doesn't have to be, you know, right before the Omer, or the 2 months before the Omer, even Rosh Hashanah, as long as it took grew a third after Rosh Hashanah, that is good enough. And that is a measure of growth that we've had before and that we are familiar with. Havo Ashlish and Chanata, the idea of Hashrasha is something new, and that's specifically for the Omer. Okay, next Mishnah. Second Mishnah here, Maseches Chala. Ha'ochel mi'en, still talking about the five grains. So we mentioned the five grains regarding Omer and regarding Chadash. We mentioned the eating of the Chadash and the harvesting of the Chadash. That's what we spoke about. And now we're going to have other halachas that are totally on these five grains. Ha'ochel mi'en kezayis matzah bepesach. We have this in the Gemara, but not in the Mishnah. If somebody eats a kezayis matzah from these five grains, spelt matzah, oat matzah, yasi dechavaso, then one is yotze if somebody eats a kezayis. Kezayis chametz chayev behikares, and if somebody eats chametz made from one of these five grains, one is chayev kares. There's no matzah, there's no chametz from rice, or potato, or corn, that's something else. Some of them, those are called kidneyos, but that is not going to get you the mitzvah of matzah or the iser of chametz. Remember, there's a radvaz that we like to quote whenever chametz comes up in Tav Kufay and Zion, where the radvaz discusses why is chametz so chamor? Why is chametz so chamor? Chametz is aser b'mashehu on Pesach. And it's an Isser Kares. And Bal Yimatzah, you can't even have it in your house. There's no other Isser Daraisa like that, that you can't even have it in your house. Very, very rare. You're allowed to have a horse in your house, even though it's not kosher. You're allowed to have other, it's not a good idea to have some not kosher in your house, but one is allowed to. There's no Isser. There's no separate Isser Daraisa. And Bal Yimatzah, Chametz, you have it. So the Radvaz says, well, there's one other similar, and that's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, you have to get rid of, you have to destroy, and it's Aser Bahana, so that's similar. So he goes through the parallels between the two, and he says maybe also what Tosfos brings up at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, and that is, Lo Bedili Inshimine, we're used to it, that's why we have to be so chamer about it, because we're used to eating the chametz the whole year, and now all of a sudden we have to stop, so that's harder, we need higher restrictions, but then at the end, even though what's fascinating, the Radvaz is a halachic sefer. Many tshuvas in the Radvaz that we've discussed in the past, but the Radvaz throws up his hands and says, it must be because of the chametz shebi isa. The symbol of chametz, the symbol of the chametz is the Yetzihara. It's everything that brings us to think great of ourselves, the arrogance, the chametz shebi isa, and that's why we have to get rid of it. Like Avodah Zarah, srof, kalei, destroy it, and that's the Radvaz explaining why you have all of these chumras when it comes to chametz. So, a kezayis of matzah, kezayis of chametz, that's aser. Interesting lashon of the Mishnah, though. The Mishnah says, if you eat a kezayis of matzah, you are yotze. You are yotze. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Matzah, when the Rambam quotes the halacha, the mitzvah of eating matzah in the sixth parak, the Rambam says, mitzvah zaseh min haTorah, le'echol matzah b'lel chamisha asar. It's a mitzvah daraisa to eat matzah on the night of the 15th. Shenemar ba'erev tochlu matzos. As it says, on this night you eat matzah. B'chol makom u'b'chol zman. Everywhere. Every place, every time. This is not tali like by maror. V'lo tala achila zu b'karban ha-pesach. Elo zu mitzvah b'fnei atzma u'mitzvasa kol ha-layla. It's a mitzvah always, not connected to karban pesach, it's a mitzvah the whole night. Aval b'shar ha-regel achilas matzah rishus. Right, but the rest of Yantif, if you want to eat matzah, great. Right, you don't have to. Ratza ochel matzah, ratza ochel orez, o duchin, o klayos, o peros. You can eat fruit the whole week. Aval b'lach hamisha asar bilvad, chova. but the first night is a chova. Interesting. Up until this point, the Rambam has not said the word kezayis. He said twice. Mitzvahs aseitin matzah this night. Right, twice he said that. And then at the end, he says, umisha'achal kezayis yasir yechavaso. Once you eat a kezayis, you're yotzeit. The Rambam could have said, it's a mitzvah aseit to eat a kezayis of matzah on this night. The Rambam does not say that. He said, it's a mitzvah aseit to eat matzah this night. And he says it again. Milal chabisha asar bilvad chova. And then, once you eat a kezayis, you're yotzeit. So Rav Sternbach is medayik from this Rambam, relating to a much larger sugya. And that is, sometimes you could do a mitzvah in a minimal way and be yotzeit. You're yotzei the mitzvah in the minimum of what you have to do. But then sometimes you could expand it. And if you expand it, and you choose to expand it, then that's all part of the mitzvah d'araisa. It's not that you did a mitzvah d'araisa, now this is something extra, not included in the definition. Says the Rambam, any matzah that you eat at the Seder is part of the mitzvah d'araisa of achilas matzah. That's what the Rambam says. Mitzvahs aseh min haTorah, lechol matzah, v'lo chamisha asar. That's it. Once you eat a kezayis, you've been yotzei, and that's the minimum, and you could stop. But as much matzah as you eat, so you are yotzei. And we find many examples of that as well. That's the answer to Tosas' kasha in Rosh Hashanah. Right? Tosas in Rosh Hashanah discusses, on Daf Tes Zayin Mabez, how we allow to blow so many shofar blasts. Right? Why isn't that Bal Tosif on Rosh Hashanah? Why we blow 100 kolos, Eim Sisra, even much more than we need to, right? We need to blow 30, and then we can even do that. If you want to do that, I'll say to Atakias, maybe 60, but we blow a lot. So ask Tosfos, why isn't that Baltosif? Tema ka'aver misha Baltosif. V'chi tema kivet tekfar yatza v'le shlo bizmano delo avar. And if you want to say, well, if you blow shofar in Cheshvan, there's no Baltosif. So maybe once you've been yotzei your mitzvah, once you blew shofar, it's like shlo bizmano. That's not true. That's not true, says the, once you've been yotzei a mitzvah, that doesn't mean that the zman has disappeared. Because he says, look in Rosh Hashanah, the end of Rosh Hashanah, Gabi Berchas Kohanim, De'ein Mosif Bracha Achas Mishalo Mishum Delo Avar Alei Zimne. Because it didn't stop, right? Even if you did Berchas Kohanim, you don't say that the time has passed. So he says, V'yesh Lomar, Tosfos is Yesod, there's no Bal Tosif by doing a mitzvah more times. De'ein Shayach Bal Tosif Ba'asiyas HaMitzvah Achas Beis Pa'amim. Kegon, Kohen Mivarech v'chozer Mivarech Oso Tzibur Atzmo. O Notel Lulav, v'chozer v'notel. V'chein Tokeya, v'chozer v'tokeya. There's never a Isser, Bal Tosif, to do a mitzvah more than once in the time of the mitzvah. V'gavi Matnas b'chor Nami, im nosim b'ker nachad b'yitz p'ma, ain't said Bal Tosif. So he puts too many Zrikas on the Mizbeach. All of that, there's no Bal Tosif. That's Tosif as he has. If you look in the Rashba there in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin says, maybe the reason it's not a problem is because if you're following the Dinta Rabbanan, it's never Bal Tosif. If the Rabbanan told you to do something, they told you to blow shofar this many times. He quotes Tosif as Kasha. Hiksha b'Tosif, v'ka'avar b'shim Bal Tosif. V'i'af shal atareitz, t'kivan, t'taka v'hiriak shen yoshvin yatsa, v'yachar kachavi l'ka'avar zimne, Tosif's suggestion. That doesn't work. So he says, v'heim tirtzu, d'lo shayach Bal Tosif, b'asiyas ha'mitzvah shnei pa'amim. Find Tosfos' answer, and he quotes that. Skipping down, Umistaver de lo kasha klal. De lo amru hasam, de ika mishum bal tosif, elav mashu mosif bidas atzmo. Kigo kohen shahosif bracha mishalo. Vinami yashin bishmini besuka, bimiskavin la mitzvah. All of that, if you are adding something yourself. Aval bimasha amdu chachamim, vitiknu litzorich, ain kan bal tosif. That's not posif. Tekfar amra Torah, al pi haTorah shel Yarucha. Right, doing a mitzvah based on what the Rabbanan told you, that's obviously allowed, because that's a different pasuk in the Torah. V'tei delecha, tashmini shel sukkah bizman hazeh, mitzvah shel devrayim, v'yashenim v'ochlim bala mitzvah. And right, that you have extra, and you're in the sukkah, on shmini atzeres. Even though we know what day it is, but we're sitting in the sukkah, right? It's Yisuvim Masvin, and even on the Lashon of Yishen, and we don't sleep in the sukkah, but in Chutz La'aretz, you eat in the sukkah. Alma, kol litzorech gozrin umosifin varashus biyadan. V'adim batigra, which is Rosh Hashanah, Yadav Rosh Hashanah, is b'Shabbos, that we don't blow shofar. Quotes that example. Interesting. But what's another answer? The Levush. Says, what does it say in the Torah? It says, Yom Tru'a Yelachem. Whatever shofar you blow is part of the mitzvah. If you blow a certain amount, you're yotze, like the Rambam. If you blow a certain minimum amount, you're yotze the mitzvah. But any shofar that you blow would be included. Kriya Shema. What's the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema? Four different shitas. The Ramban, first pasuk. Rashi, first parsha. Tosfos, first two parshias. The Rambam, all three. But there's a Gemara in the beginning of the second Berakah Brachas that seems to pretty clearly prove that even more than the first bracha is d'oraisa, because it talks about not being mafsik. Not being mafsik in Kriya. The Gemara says you can be mafsik during certain parts of Kriya Shema. According to the Ramban, only the first pasuk is d'oraisa, and you're not allowed to be mafsik in the first pasuk. So what's the Gemara talking about that you can be mafsik in Kriya Shema? The answer is it must be that even according to the Ramban, if you choose to expand Kriya Shema, so then that's allowed. Okay, and that's all called Kriya Shema d'oraisa. Okay, there are more examples, but we'll continue now. Says the Mishnah, if somebody makes a neder, I'm not allowed to eat pas or tvua. What's included? Usher, bahem divrei meir. Meir says, these five only. Bread, potato bread is not called bread in Lashon B'nei Adam. Remember, nedarim always goes by Lashon B'nei Adam. So pas and tvua, only these five. V'cham omrim, hanoder ben adagon, inu usher elamihen. Somebody makes a neder from dagon, anything that's piled up, only these five. So, what's the machlokas about? We'll have to see in the Gemara. V'chayavin v'chala. I'm sorry, I skipped a line in the Mishnah. Nisarev echan meyem v'chalaminim. If one of these grains gets mixed up, that's what's called taroves chametz. Hariza over b'pesach. That's also a violation, right? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in the beginning of Perek Elu Overin. Over b'pesach. Does that mean you have to remove it? It's aser b'achila, or does that mean it's an issa daraisa? Kol machmetzes lo sochelu. So machlokas, whether what nisarev or ovrin means, that's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos there. The Befarshim here of Chaim Kedievsky, others quoted, does it mean aser b'achila or does it mean aser b'yirah yimatzei? Okay, then you have noda ben apas. We read that. The chayav and b'chala b'maisrus. And also, these five grains are chayav and chala and maisrus. What does that have to do with anything? That's a lead into the next mishnah, as we'll see. We already said they're chayav and chala, but we're going to have a couple of other mishnahs that talk about what's chayav and maisrus and not in chala. So that's a lead in. Amar of Yaakov bar Zavdi, Zoso Meres. The fact that these could combine, and we think when the mishnah says that they're... if you eat a kezayis of them, we think even if they're combined, you don't have a kezayis from each one. So we think that's a din d'oraisa. So against what we said before, a couple of daf ago, sounds like from this mishnah, zosem resh alokan al chalasa devar Torah. Maybe you would get malchus if you have a mixture of these five grains. So maybe that chala would be chayiv d'oraisa. That's against we had resh lakash Rabbi Yochanan a couple of dafim ago. So where we said ein lokan. So this mishnah sounds like lokin because you could combine for it to be chametz or matzah. So the Gemara says, no, maybe that's not what the mishnah means. Rabbi Yirmiyah, b'shem Rabbi Chiya, barva, tipater, sha'ochal, kezayis bizeh, kezayis bizeh. It could mean if you eat a kezayis from any of them, not a combination of them. So you could understand the mishnah like that. Amar Rabbi Yossi, afilu tamar kezayis mikulhon. Even if you want to say that it's a kezayis from all of them combined, shan yehi. It's still different. This is a lumdish line of the Yerushalmi. There's a big difference. Shekulon l'shem chametz. Because when it comes to matzah and chametz, everything's one. It's all matzah, it's all chametz. Look at the Marafolda. Shem iser echad heim. It's all one iser. L'fichach mitztarfim l'chayev ha'kazayas chametz b'kulon. By kizay, chametz and matzah, that's d'araisa. Matzah, it's all shem, one shem iser. But maybe the chiyuv of chala, there's an individual chiyuv of chala for each one. As it says, right, ba'cholchem, ilechem, ma'aretz, right, you say, I'm sorry, reishas arisoseichem, and therefore, kol bi kom min v'min, each one. So the Gemara has a lumdish line, maybe there's a difference in the chiyuv between chametz and matzah versus chala. So you could say it's daraisa here and drabanan there. Says the Gemara, michlav hashitas in Rabbi Yossi. One second, but Rabbi Yossi, which we discussed, remember, a couple of days ago also, on Daf Dalid, it seems to be different, because Rabbi Yossi just explained what we just said. Taman, over there on Daf Dalid, he said, Taman omar shnei dvarim rabban al echad mevatlan oso. Remember we said there, what the isurim are, one thing can be mevatel each other. We said before, that's why you're ain lokin daraisa, because they cancel each other out. V'ach omar hachin, and here, they don't cancel each other out. Right here we said that they could combine and they don't cancel. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, keni masnisa, yikizayis mizeh, v'kizayis mizeh. Okay, you're right. According to Rabbi Yossi, you'd have to say the first answer. Right? Because the second answer would be soser, what he said before. Period. Hano de v'napas, v'chulu. So the Mishnah said that the Tanakhama holds. If you're no different pas and tfuah, only these five. The Chachamim, that's what Rameir said. Chachamim say, from Dagon, only these five. So what's the machlokas? So the Gemara has a Havamina. Hanodim and Apasim and Etfuah Aser Bakol L'Rabanan. So we think that what are the Rabbanan saying? Rabbanan are saying that Rabbi Meir says Apasim Tfuah only these five. And the Rabbanan is saying, Dagon only these five. What do the Rabbanan say about Pasan Tfuah? So what's the Havamina? In everything, Pasan Tfuah, the Rabbanan would say you're Usser in all species, but all species aren't Pas. Somewhere it says no. Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Keni Masnisa, Af Hanodim and Adagon in Usser Lemehem. No, the issue is, the Rabbanan also say Pasan Tfuah only these five. But the Chiddush is that even Dagon also only these five, according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, Avon Nodim and Adagan says the Gra, called the Midgan Mashma. Ole Amri Rabbanan Afon Nodim and Adagan. Right, you would think Dagan means anything that's piled up, even not these five. But that's the Chiddush of the Rabbanan that even the language of Dagan is only these five. So what's the Machlokas? Man and Kaimin. So what's the Machlokas between Meir and the Rabbanan? In Ba'omer, you know what? Before we get to this phrase, we'll take a few minutes to explain it. So what's the root of the machlokas? We'll have to continue with this next time. We'll talk about different types of pas Torah and tua Torah. We'll get to that. We'll stop here.